Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four. I am Jim Galante along with Andrew P. Shea. And first of all, Andrew, I want to thank Brandon Short again for appearing on our show. He was fantastic. And those of you, if you didn't hear it, get to our website, get to the app. You want to hear it. Brandon Short, just he's an exemplary Nittany Lion, very bright man. You'll want to give a listen. Andrew,
if you haven't, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
If you're younger, go to YouTube. Find some Brandon Short videos, watch him play linebacker for the Penn State Nittany Lions, and you'll be impressed. He was so good. He was such a good linebacker for them.
He also had another pretty good linebacker playing next to him. What was that name?
Yeah. Did he wear number 11?
Yeah, he was pretty good too. All right, let's move on, Andrew.
Sure.
I began a conversation earlier this week with our buddy Greg Pickle about the transfer portal, and it was a bigger conversation than just specifically, all right, is Penn State looking for another quarterback in the transfer portal?
Right.
We were looking at the bigger picture, and I want to continue that conversation because it's so important to where college football is headed these days. First of all, a very important ruling is being made this week. The NCAA is going to make the free transfer available to people. What that means is you don't have to sit out a season if you transfer. Automatically, you get one free transfer, which is just going to make it easier. And essentially, Andrew, it makes it free agency for college football, correct?
Yeah, so they eliminated the does anybody know what the exception, what it is an exception and what is not an exception anymore, or where you had to petition the NCAA to waive the, you know, undergraduate transfer, and everyone's like, well, doesn't everyone now just get it? And nobody knows what the line was.
So, I'll interrupt you on this. Very simple. The rule was to get an exception, you hired a lawyer. Then you got the exemption, Andrew.
Right. Or you played quarterback. Right?
Exactly. So now it's free agency for everybody, though, now, right?
Correct. It is now officially what we saw it developing into. Just think about it. I mean, the transfer portal is only, what, like 2 or 3 years? It's not even 2 years old, I don't think. I think it's barely 2 years old, and it's like an infant. But it has changed the landscape of college football. It has accelerated the responsibilities of head coaches and their coaching staffs in terms of roster development and management. And, you know, it's helped the players. It's helped the players out. I think it's a player, you know, the student athlete player centered focus initiative, and I see it as a good thing, but it definitely is going to create, especially with the freeing up of everyone gets to transfer for free. There's no longer you have to be a graduate student to get it automatically. I think that opens up another can of worms to expand how it affects your roster, you know, month to month and season to season for, you know, teams that are in the Power Five conferences. So it's going to be a, you know, sort of, it's been sort of a building and flying thing. And now they've added another layer to it that's going to make it to continue to be a little bit of that. That's just my opinion, that there's going to be a little building and flying, you know, through the transfer portal at the same time. But what I think has become solidified is that you need to be managing right now at this moment about 10% of your overall roster, and probably 5 to 10% maybe of your contributors/starters. So you're talking about, you know, your top 30 players or so, or 32 or 34 players. Probably 5 to 10% of that you might need to be managing them through the transfer portal as well, right?
Well, Andrew, I'd say it may even be higher than that, and I'm going to use Penn State as the example. If you say, you know, your starters plus another 10 players or so who are part of the rotation, Penn State themselves this year have, I'm counting, five guys who are either going to be starting or part of the rotation. And Penn State, I believe, was one of the teams that was a little bit slower to jump in completely head first into the transfer portal. So it may be even a bigger impact than you're saying.
So I'm looking at, we're going to agree to disagree here, that I understand and see what you're saying. When I quantify it in my terms, I'm looking at guys that are consistently contributing in that, you know, 35 to 40 snap a level game. And I see two or three players doing that for Penn State in 2021. I see opportunity for the other two as well, right, to get there. But I don't see as clear a path to all five as I do the two or three that I think are going to have major potential to be serious contributors as players on this roster in 2021. And that's just arguing semantics, but you are not wrong.
Right, right. That's just a couple percentages. At 5%, 10%, 20%.
Yes, sir.
But the fact is, there will be something there. So what is that ramification? We've seen in the last couple of years a couple of very big-time quarterbacks, like a Justin Fields transfer and a Joe Burrow's transfer.
Jalen Hurts.
So much to a team. Jalen Hurts. But how about in the even bigger picture than that, overall, what does it mean to, you know, pretty much every team throughout the country?
So the first thing it is, because now college football, I think your question to me ties to the top end, which is how fast do those really, really good players, how much do you get out of them, right? Do you get, you know, 3 years, or do you get a fourth year? You know, the path now is pretty much to the NFL for those top players 3 years, which kind of accelerates, because that means you continually have to continue recruiting that position, and you're going to have a swing and a miss at a position or a spot, right? It's just going to happen out of natural course. So how, I think the big thing is when that happens, like I think Jason Oway is a great example at Penn State that has created a hole at the defensive end position, right? To a degree, Micah Parsons has kind of created a hole at the linebacker, but they didn't have the recruited depth problem there. But it could have been. You know, those kind of players that get in and get out, what does that look like for that position overall? The injuries at the running back position could have created that had they not recruited it well, and they still got a really good transfer there anyway. So out of the portal. So I think it's where those things happen, when either situations or players go to the NFL quickly, what can you find to help bolster that position where recruiting has not developed to that point yet? That is going to be really critical, is being able to identify those spots. And sometimes they're going to stand out to you like a sore thumb. And sometimes they're just going to be the coaching staff knowing what the development looks like behind them. And you think, well, there's four or five guys there that they recruited. But maybe the coaching staff knows, oh, those four or five guys aren't quite ready to be the one and two guys. You know what I mean? And we need to bolster that. So I think that's the greatest opportunity of the transfer portal, is to identify your sort of areas of need, not on the back end, but mostly on the front end. And part of it is tied to guys either transferring out or going to the NFL. That's a big part of it.
Let's look at this now from the player point of view, Andrew, and I haven't heard anyone talk about this yet. Mostly the portal, at least until today, is about players who typically aren't happy with their playing time in their current situation. Even, I mentioned the biggest names, Justin Fields, Joe Burrow, they didn't win the job at their original school. That's what made them transfer, even though they ended up being superstars. Here's my question to you. Because it's now a free transfer, are we going to end up at the point where not just a guy who didn't win his position, but maybe even a star player, but in a smaller school? We've seen a couple top quarterbacks at North Dakota State. Will we reach a point where a star player at a lesser school decides, you know what, being the star at Rutgers isn't good enough for me. I want to take my talents to Columbus, Ohio, and play for Ohio State now that I've shown I'm good enough. Are we going to reach that point?
Yeah, this is a teetering, this is a difficult line at times, I think, for players to walk. One is you have to, I think it's going to be important for players, whether you're a star quarterback, right, or the guy who wants to be one or two on the depth chart but is fourth. To me, it's the same thing as, can you find some place for you to go? In other words, are there options available to you? I just worry a little bit, and it's for the player's sake of, well, I'm unhappy and I don't like my position coach and blah, 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 blah. I'm out of here, right? Okay, well, out of here is fine, but what's your plan beyond getting out of here? And is there opportunity for you beyond getting out of here? And it's going to be a sticky line because, you know, you and I could argue that, you know, his best opportunity was here. You know, even for like a guy like Will Levis, is his best opportunity at Penn State being a number two guy barking up Clifford's you-know-what because he's underperforming? Or is it competing for the starting job at Kentucky? Only Will knows that. But, you know, you could make the argument that it might have been better to stay at Penn State.
Well,
go ahead.
But I think you could look at Will Levis and say, you know what, as long as Sean Clifford remains, he's probably going to be the backup at Penn State. At Kentucky,
amen,
because they recruited him, in essence, and brought him in, I don't think they brought him in to sit. So with Will Levis, I don't blame Will Levis at all for leaving. So there's that situation. My fear is, do you reach a point where someone becomes a, not because they're disgruntled because they're not playing, they are playing. In fact, they're a star player where they're at, but hey, I'd rather be a star player at Clemson or Alabama where I could win a national championship, and all of a sudden that Vanderbilt just becomes a feeder system for a better school.
So the lesser schools, right. I think a key is the lesser schools in Power 5 conferences and leagues like the MAC. Those institutions are going to have to do a lot of work to hold on to their players, and that's going to be something we'll see unfold in the near future.
That, I think, is going to be the case. You don't just recruit them when they come out of high school. You're going to need to keep recruiting them through their 3, 4, or 5-year career. Andrew, that is it for the show. Thank you all for listening, and make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.